Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As I've been saying this week, just to let you know, this will be the final live broadcast for a little while at least, reevaluating the frequency and nature and the need to continue these. Began them as COVID began shutting things down over a year ago. And at the time thinking it would be something I'd do for a month or so to meet a need. And once the need was met, would see what God had next. And just feels like a time now for that break and to spend time with God. And I would encourage you from time to time to seriously evaluate the things that you're doing, even the good things you're doing for God, and sit with Him and see what He would have you to do. This week we've been looking at learning to rejoice, and wanted to begin by reading that passage that we've talked about all week. That's why the glasses are on, and the glare makes the video. I just don't like them in the video with the glare from the lights, but I can't read without them. So we're going to start with that. But Philippians 4:4, beginning at verse 4, says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And all this week we've been looking at that passage, considering what it has to do with learning to rejoice. And using that context of follow-up of Paul's command, God's command, that we rejoice always. And so today we're going to talk about rejoicing in peace. Because the result of doing things God's way is we discover we live life at peace with Him. A friend shared an article this morning that I read that was a rather fascinating article. A lot of depth in it that I'll have to mull over for some time. But it was a story of a man's journey from a self-described atheism to a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And it really had a lot to do with an internal seeking of finding peace with himself that really was all about finding peace with God. I think sometimes we struggle. And in this man's journey, he sought to find that peace in a variety of ways. Through humanism and capitalism and various religions. But there was a point of discovery where he knew the peace that he was missing was the peace that comes from surrender. And when we look at this idea of being able to rejoice always, we are able to rejoice in peace because we've surrendered to God. Jesus tells a story and he says, suppose that two kings are coming to battle against each other. And one of these kings has twice as many men in his army as the other. And with those odds, he says, do you not think that the one with fewer men, while he is still a long ways off, will not send a delegation seeking terms of peace? And he goes on to describe the kingdom of God. And when we consider how ill-equipped we are in our human flesh to stand against God, we're that army that's outmanned, outnumbered. We're the ones who would do well to seek terms of peace. Now, the good news, if doesn't take a lot of seeking, or at least it shouldn't, because God has made it clear. The terms of peace are complete surrender. He says, if anyone wants to come after him, he should deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him daily. Learning to do things God's way rather than our way. You see, we're able to rejoice in peace when we are taking everything to God in prayer, when we're rejoicing prayerfully, when we're rejoicing thankfully. You see, it's in this method, this way of doing life, that God says, and then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. You see, the benefit, the outcome of learning to rejoice always is a peace with God that guards our hearts and our minds. One of the things that often keeps us from rejoicing as we ought to rejoice is, well, the worry we talked about earlier this week. The concern, the weight of the world. And we learn to rejoice without worry when we learn to rejoice God's way. The peace that comes from God not only guards our heart and mind, but it equips us more fully to rejoice as we ought to rejoice. It almost creates this circle that allows our worship to flow more naturally. It allows our worship to be filled with joy and praise and rejoicing. So many times we try to blend life our way with life God's way, and we end up with a mess. And when we rejoice in peace, it's by coming to God on His terms and setting aside our way to do life His way. So many times years ago, I enjoy cooking. I've always enjoyed cooking. I grew up with mom and dad baking bread and rolls to sell at a farmer's market. And it was a equal project. Dad was just as involved in doing that as mom. And I could see them working together in the kitchen early on Friday mornings. And I suspect that that helped instill into me a love for cooking. My dad was a cook in the Army. But I learned early on that mixing whatever I want doesn't work all that well. That following the recipe, doing things the right way, has a much better result. I like to experiment. I made a barbecue sauce and a meatloaf, if I remember right. But I wanted to spice it up a little bit, and we grew a lot of herbs and things. And so I went out to the herb garden and just started picking things and threw it all together and created an incredible mess. I would say a tasteless mess, but it wasn't that it was tasteless, it just didn't taste good. Because I didn't know what I was doing. And so many times we try to do life, we even try to do Christian life in that fashion. We go out and just pick a little of this and a little of that, and we throw it all together, and we mix in a little God stuff. And we don't have the peace, we don't have the joy, we don't have the contentment, we don't have the relationship that we thought would be the result. And God says, it's time to surrender. And when we surrender and do things His way, we rejoice with peace. Because we're home. We're where we belong. We are where we were created to be. The article I mentioned earlier, that was kind of this man's journey. There was always this emptiness. There is always this awareness. And he grew up in Europe filled with empty churches, empty church buildings, ancient empty church buildings that he was always drawn to. And he said, I could easily pass it off as intrigued by the architect, intrigued by the age and the longevity of these buildings, he says, but that really was only part of the truth. There was a deep longing, a searching for the quietness that he found within these structures, and for the sense of peace that seemed to be present. And what he says he discovered was that freedom isn't about a lack of constraints, it's about giving up. And I believe that's what God's getting at when he talks about his peace, guarding our hearts and minds in Christ. It's a peace that comes through our surrender, but it's a peace that brings rejoicing that nothing else will. And so today as we pray, as I would encourage you to consider how much peace do you have with God right now? If that peace is lacking, what is yet that needs surrendered by you? Oh, we fight and we argue and we bargain with God, and it never really comes out to our advantage. But surrendering does. And as you pray and as you consider what yet needs surrendered, the simple thing to do is just do it. Find that peace. That peace that helps you rejoice always. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love desires the best for us, and you know as the one who called us into being, as the one who created us, that what's best for us is surrendering to your will. It's the only thing that brings us the peace that we long for, the peace that we need, the peace that we desire. So, Father, today as we surrender, may we find that peace that helps us to rejoice always. May we recognize that you're God and we're not. And may that awareness and knowledge help us to relinquish the control that we have grasped onto. May we take on that attitude that Paul talked about earlier in Philippians, the attitude of Christ who did not think heaven itself was something to be grasped onto, but emptied himself and became a servant. Father, may we follow that example. And may our life be lived in such a way that those around us would see us at peace with you, at peace with one another, at peace with ourselves. Father, may we find that giving up helps. And may our walk with you be strengthened and deepened as we walk a surrendered life. And may we find that those worries and those anxious thoughts dissipate as we leave our struggle for control and submit to you fully. Father, today as we examine our life as individuals, may we see those things we've held on to that you've continually called us to let go of. May we find that peace that surpasses all understanding. May we live with a heart and mind that's guarded in Christ by that very act of surrender. Father, may the peace that we have in Christ help us to be better representatives of Jesus. May we love our neighbors better. May we love our enemies better. May we serve and help and listen. May we be more and more like Jesus. God, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that this peace that they long for would be found as they surrender to Jesus also. Father, may we not be party to them pursuing things that are unhealthy. May we encourage, may we help, may we strengthen them to do their best, but may we help them to see that the goals of this world are not eternal. They're not the things that fulfill their deepest need. So, Father, more than pushing them to successful citizens and in the world's eyes, may we lead them into successful citizens of your kingdom. That they would live with a greater peace in a time where anxiety among youth and suicide and despair are at all-time highs. May we love and serve and model a peace that only comes from you. And may we help our children and our young people find that peace and live with that peace and know that peace. Father, that together we can rejoice in peace, knowing that our walk with Jesus has prepared us for eternity with you. Father, today I pray for those that are struggling and desperately looking for peace, and many are desperately looking in the wrong places. And sometimes they're looking in the wrong places because we've not been very good about letting it be seen in the right place. So, Father, as Jesus prayed for a unity among his followers, among believers, so that the world would know that we're your disciples, we're your followers, may we live at peace with one another in such a way that the world knows that it's a supernatural peace, that it's a peace that only you can give. And Father, as we live and rejoice with that peace, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.